We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk about the Badgers, college football, shall we? As the Badgers ran into some bad news yesterday. Not only do they have some positive COVID tests, their starting quarterback is out with a bad foot. Graham Mertz, the backup quarterback, who now the starter, he's down with COVID. You've got their backup to the backup out with COVID. Vandenboom is your next guy. Then you got your head coach out with COVID. It's a bad perfect storm, I guess, is the best way to put it. And to talk more about it, Pete Futek is joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Pete, how you been?
I'm doing just fine, all things considered. How are you guys doing up there?
We're doing okay. I mean, we've obviously got some concern about the football program. But with the positive test at Wisconsin, let's start there first and foremost. We knew that you weren't going to go through an entire Big Ten season without having something. So, unfortunately, it's hit the Badgers. So, I guess, what do you know with – I know the Big Ten requires, 21 days of quarantine. Do you know how this is going to work, if they're going to be able to quarantine certain guys that are asymptomatic for 21 days or 7 days? I mean, are they going to be able to get back to full strength even for the next three games?
That's going to be the big question. I mean, it's 21 days hard stop. I mean, if you test positive and you're confirmed and it's not a false positive test, it's 21 days. And I've been a fan of this idea from the start. And I know it's going to get challenged. And I know it's going to get yelled at by a lot of people. But it really kind of takes the ball out of the hands of the teams and the programs. And they're just like, look, this thing's no joke. You know, this is, I mean, especially in the Big Ten, I mean, you know this better than anybody else. College campuses are a disaster. I mean, it's just, not just Wisconsin, who I know, some students up there who have it. I'm now up to 8 family friends' kids in Big Ten schools who got it. And they're fine. You know, that's not really the point. They're not going to die or anything like that, but you don't know the lingering effects. And the 21-day thing, originally it was about making sure that the players got the all-clear for any potential heart issues. And as study, there's a study that just came out, though, that just said that so far they haven't been able to find any heart issues in the college players who have gotten it so far. But all it takes is one necessarily, and then that's a problem, obviously. So, yeah, look, it's 21 days. I think it kind of puts the onus on the schools and the coaches to be like, look, you've got to be extra super careful here, because you want to miss potentially half of your season or more as this thing goes on. Don't get it. And it's bad luck, obviously, if you do. But I think this makes everyone locked down just that much harder. But for the football-wise, I complained about this from the start. The Big Ten had it right the first time around when they had their original schedule, because they had a bunch of built-in fail-safes. They had, like, 3 extra weeks. They had some of the biggest games early. And the 8-game and 8-week thing was never going to really work because of something like this. But at the end of the day, look, it's the system working. You know, tests aren't cures. And this is the test that everyone's taking so that everyone else can play. So if you don't test positive, your team's playing. Unfortunately, the Badgers tested positive, and first and foremost, forgetting football, just hope everyone's all right.
Why in the world is Nebraska chirping that the Badgers are ducking them?
That's just moronic on every level, and I don't think
Thank you.
I don't think anybody with a brain is. I mean, I think the only there is a couple fan type of outlets, and who knows who runs social media and sends out a tweet on the right day. But that's just possibly the dumbest thing possible. I mean, there's no chance. I even thought if the fourth string quarterback, Danny Vandermoon, was playing, I still think the Badgers beat them. You know, Wisconsin wouldn't duck anyway. That's just not how this program works, and to say anything else is just idiotic.
No, that I completely agree with. So let's talk about the rest of college football. I mean, obviously you got a big game. What would have been a big game down in Happy Valley, where Ohio State travels this coming weekend. But the shocker was that Indiana, an up-and-coming program, I've said Indiana for the last couple of years has really been impressive in the sense that you could just kind of get the feel that they're getting on the cusp of something. They knock off Penn State. Now Penn State has to go back. And I guess Ohio State dodges a bullet because you're not going to get a whiteout situation when they do that down there at Happy Valley. But give me your thoughts on Ohio State going down to Penn State, how big a game this is.
Yeah, it's obviously huge. I mean, especially, and that's the other part of the eight-game season is, you know, there aren't that many big, giant games. I mean, look at, you know, to bring us back to the Badgers as well, you know, look at what Ohio State and Michigan have going forward. You know, this is it. You know, if Ohio State wins this, give me the game that they're not going to win by 20 up until the season finale against Michigan. And for Michigan, Wisconsin was their big game. I mean, Michigan State stinks. I mean, Penn State is good, but that's a winnable game for Michigan. That's one of those games you have to win. Even if Michigan loses to Penn State, they're still alive. So these big games are few and far between. So this is it for Ohio State. If they get this, they're just going to roll through everybody until mid-December without even a hiccup, unless, of course, there is an outbreak on campus and, you know, Ohio State's had its issues there as a university. So you always want to put that caveat in there. But, yeah, if they win this game, basically, it's Ohio State, Michigan, and that's it for the Big Ten championship for the East. But Penn State, they played well. They had a really, really bad last 2 minutes. But what kind of got lost in that game with Indiana and the finishes, Indiana was awful for about 58 and a half minutes. I mean, they only had something like 140 yards of total offense, and then everything came alive when it had to. So, you know, Penn State's got a defense. Penn State's got a good quarterback in Sean Clifford. They've got out. You know, they're good enough to at least hang with Ohio State and give them a problem here. I don't think it's going to be this Ohio State coronation. And I know, the whiteout. Okay, fine. But it also, you know, helps that, you know, Penn State's been pretty good over the last few years, too.
Purdue Boilermakers come out of nowhere and they knock off Iowa. Did we see Purdue being a good team this year and a climbing team, or did Iowa just take a step backwards?
A little bit. Iowa's just off. Look, this has been one of those, this year of all years has been so funky because every team and every other conference, it just isn't ready. I mean, you don't know who's ready to go and who's not. And the lack of sharpness is now and never more prominent than ever. I mean, remember, most of the Big Ten season usually starts after three warm-up games. And some games here, you know, against other good teams who are just getting started too, like this year it would have been Ohio State and Oregon and Michigan and Washington and so on. But you don't have that game against Cream Puff Tech, which teams need to tune up. And Iowa just did not look sharp. I mean, Spencer Petras was fine throwing the ball, but they just did not click against Purdue. So give Purdue credit. They came up with it. They do have a decent offense. Aiden O'Connell stepping up at quarterback. Even without Rondale Moore, their receiving core is phenomenal. And they got a really, really nice home win. And that's another team where I didn't think much of Purdue to start the season. But now if you look at their schedule going forward, it's not that bad. I mean, it's in terms of Big Ten schedules. They missed a lot of the key teams, and this is one of the big ones that they were able to beat early on.
Pete, always great to catch up. Great to talk some Big Ten football. Hopefully we're talking more Badger football in the coming weeks, and we'll touch base again soon, okay?
We sure will. Have a good one, Bill.
Thanks, pal. Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com. You can find him on Twitter at Pete Futek, F-I-U-T-A-K, F-I-U-T-A-K, at Pete Futek over there on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.